No more chanter old rhymes about bold Robin Hood. His feats I do little admire. I'll sing the achievements of General Ludd, now the hero of Nottinghamshire. Brave Ludd was to measures of violence unused, till his sufferings became so severe, that at last to defend his own interests he roused, and for the great fight did prepare. The guilty may fear, but no vengeance he aims at the honest man's life or estate. His wrath is entirely confined to white frames and to those that all prices abate. Those engines of mischief were sentenced to die by unanimous vote of the trade. And Ludd, who can all opposition defy, was the grand executioner made. And when in the work he destruction employs, himself to no method confines. By fire and by water he gets them destroyed, for the elements aid his designs. Whether guarded by soldiers along the highway, or closely secured in a room, he shivers them up by night and by day, and nothing can soften their doom. He may censure great Ludd's disrespect for the laws, who ne'er for a moment reflects that foul imposition alone was the cause which produced these unhappy effects. Let the haughty, the humble no longer oppress, then shall Ludd sheath his conquering sword. His grievances instantly meet with redress, then peace shall be quickly restored. Let the wise and the great lend their aid and advice, nor e'er their assistance withdraw, till full-fashioned work at the old-fashioned price is established by custom and law. Then the trade, when this arduous contest is o'er, shall raise in full splendor its head, and colting and cutting and squaring no more shall deprive honest workers of bread.